Now, the Iraqi prime minister says the Kurdish secession vote is over, adding, however, that his government would not resort to military force to resolve the issue with the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. Take a listen.
The Kurdish secession vote and its results are over. It is something of the past now. We wish they would have canceled it. We told the Kurds to cancel it. For as far as we are concerned, it does not exist. We canceled it.
Haider al-Abadi called for dialogue under the Iraqi constitution to resolve the row over the Kurdish vote. Now, the Iraqi premier said his government would not start a civil war whose victims would be Iraqis. Iraqi President Fuad Masum has also invited Erbil and Baghdad to the negotiating table. He said the secession vote was to blame for the central government's intervention and the retaking of Kirkuk. Meanwhile, the president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has said that the vote will not be in vain. Masoud Barzani pledged to preserve what he described as the achievements of the Kurds. Let's cross over to Ohio and speak to Gordon Duff. He's the senior editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, the Iraqi government in Baghdad, they're calling for dialogue. Will this call be heeded by Barzani?
The issue was already settled in the last few days militarily when the U.S. ambassador announced that the United States would request the Kurds to abide by the Constitution and to agree to withdraw. I believe the issue had been decided. The Kurds initially got into this, into what they had, and I've been in consultation with them for some time. They were looking at a 24-month process. And a new allocation of oil resources, more autonomy, certainly. They were being pushed further by outside forces, the U.S., maybe Israel, Saudi Arabia, were pushing the Kurds to, let's say, offset the influence of Iran, as seen as a threat by the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. And this is what's behind this to some extent. The area of Kirkuk is a complicated one because that's always been part of a Kurdish homeland until Saddam had ethnically cleansed that area of Kurds more than 30 years ago. So they do have a history within the region. The issue here is that Kirkuk sits on the largest oil field in the world, revenue that supports both states, the Kurdish regional state within Iraq's constitution, and the Baghdad government. And that from an interrelated standpoint, the Kurdish regional government, its relationship economically with Baghdad, and within Iraq itself, a very divided Sunni and Shia nation, though there are divisions economically, they're very much interdependent, and any attempt to divide them outside the Constitution is going to cause an economic collapse for Iraq and throw the country into turmoil.
Right, Civil of course. War. Mr. Duff, all these fault lines and divisions are exacerbated further when there is meddling, as you've just pointed out as well, of foreign players and actors. Do you think those foreign actors that did support or even pressure Barzani to hold a secession referendum are going to try again?
There's there are accusations that are continually made against Barzani that he's a Zionist stooge or he's a pragmatist, one or the other. You know, those things can go either direction. I think he's looked to Israel and the United States perhaps wrongly. Earlier in the war, he was frankly looking continually to Erdogan, and that didn't work well for him. When the Baghdad government just pushed back, moved troops into Kirkuk, he's mitigated his view. He's seeking a new direction. He's going to be a survivor, and above all, a civil war has to be avoided. The Kurdish people, you know, I served there for some time with the United Nations. I have many good friends there. And for many Americans, our closest friendships are with the Kurds. But the real danger right now, after this year, the years and years of war with ISIS, is that Syria and Iraq have to be held intact. And it's vital for regional security. And any threat, and this referendum became a threat, is a threat, a multi-generational threat to what we're going to see in the region.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Gordon Duff, the senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.